Is Meditation Boring? By Andrew Cohen. Question: I've been practicing to leave the mind and emotions alone, but I often find meditation boring. Answer: In order for the experience of meditation to be endlessly fascinating and infinitely compelling, you have to be interested in nothing. Day in and day out, we are constantly preoccupied with one thing or another, always busy with something. But if you want to experience profound meditation and a depth that liberates, the objective of your attention must be nothing, absolutely nothing whatsoever. If you're attempting to meditate but are not actually interested in nothingness, then of course you will be bored. That's just like sitting in a darkened movie theater waiting for a film to start. Eventually you'll experience frustration and boredom. But imagine that you're sitting in that movie, and instead of waiting for that film to begin, you become interested, passionately interested in the darkness, in the nothingness. There is something in the nothingness that, once discovered, is infinitely compelling and absolutely absorbing. There is an ungraspable mystery there, and there's nothing boring about that mystery. Nothingness is what existed before the universe was born. How could something come from nothing? That is the greatest mystery. That's what you would be interested in as you contemplate the darkness. The more deeply you're able to penetrate the nature of nothingness, the more the mystery of being and non-being, of life and death, and that which transcends both begins to reveal itself. There's more to nothing than meets the eye. Once you truly become interested in the darkness, you wouldn't want the movie to start. You might actually be disappointed when it started because it would take you away from your meditation.